The Bobby Bones Show.
All right. You guys have a lot of questions for me. I answer them as we open up the mailbag.
Bobby's mailbag.
All right. Listen closely, Amy. Let's see what we can do here. Hey, Bobby Bones. I went on a date and the dinner cost the guy $80. Well, I wasn't into him, so I broke things off with him before we went on a second date. Said I was really nice. I let him down easy, but I just didn't see a relationship with him, and I didn't see things going any further. He texted me and complained about spending $80. He made it a big deal about it being a lot of money and added that I wasted his time if I wasn't even into him. Now, he wants me to Venmo him $40 of the $80. Should I pay it, or is he crazy to even ask that? Christy, thank you for the email. By the way, Venmo is, you can just get on the app and send people money in case you're not using it.
That's how you pay your friends, like, via credit card or whatever.
So, there you go. I'll take a shot at this first. He has no right. That's the risk you take when you take someone out on a date. Is if you're going to pay for it, that's it. It's a contract. It's written. You don't get a refund. You don't get a rebate. You don't get a re-anything. If you are so worried about this early on, dude, you go, hey, why don't we split it? Like, he could have done that. I wouldn't have done that. But part of dating is you pay for the meal. No, he can't ask you for that. I would just ignore the text. Amy.
No, he can't have this preconceived. If I don't get a second date, I want half my money back.
Or he needs to tell you that early.
Or if he doesn't get a kiss and he wanted a kiss, then you need to pay for dessert. Like, no, he can't pick and choose. He chose to pay for the $80. You don't owe him anything.
Yeah.
If he's
going
to treat it like that, you're not a transaction.
Listen, if you're brave enough to go on the date and then you want to break it off, be brave enough to pay for it. Like, say, hey, we went out as friends because obviously you're not interested, so pay him the $40 and move on with your life. Why should he be responsible? Because that means she just goes out and uses guys for free dinners.
Well, no, I don't know that it's a habitual thing where she's doing it often, but I think if I take a girl out, I'm going to pay for the meal, and if she doesn't want to go out with me again, that's on me.
Mm-hmm.
That is the standard inside of the dating culture that we live in here in most of Western America.
If she knew she wasn't interested, at the end of the day, she should have said, hey, you know what? I'm not interested. Let me pay for half instead
of...
That's so weird. She probably would have known. 10 minutes into it, you probably know.
Right.
Morgan, number two, you're 26 and dating. How do you feel about this?
Absolutely not. Honestly, I'd block his number.
Right.
Like, this is not normal. And if he didn't want to end up paying... You do take that risk when you go on a date, then go to drinks. If you don't want to pay for dinner, go to drinks or go to coffee. You don't have to have an $80 dinner.
Well, that's a good point, too.
Drinks are expensive, too.
Well, he sounds like he's going to ask for half back no matter what, even if it was like
remember the vodka soda?
$10.
Yeah, I'm gonna need $4.50.
Yeah, no, and this, if anything, it just should give you affirmation that you made the right choice, that he's not worth it. He's not cool. Don't date him.
That's a good point. And that's a good point about, and I often, not because of the money thing, but because of the time thing, I don't really do dinner on a first date because I don't want to get stuck with someone for an hour or have them stuck with me for an hour if we're not feeling it. That's why it's like, hey, let's get coffee or let's meet at this place and get a drink. Because you can always jump after a drink or two drinks or a coffee. It's not a problem. So ignore him. Morgan number two says block him. Lunchbox says
pay the man.
Pay the man. All right, that's the mailbag.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
And if you want to send a note to the mailbag, how do they do that, Morgan number two?
Mailbag at BobbyBones.com.
And you can also go to our Facebook page and comment on what you think she should do in this situation.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'll play you a sound, you name the sound. That's it. We're playing Name That Sound. These are all different things you'd find around the office. Now, they all get harder as we go. Miss it and you're out, Survivor style. Let me introduce our three players. First of all, to my left, there she is, Amy, everybody.
Hey, hey. I'm really good at sounds.
Yes, she is. Over right in front of me is Lunchbox. There
he
is.
Yeah, I work in an office, so I should know these sounds.
And over there next to Lunchbox is our video producer, Eddie.
Yeah, my life is an office, so it should be easy.
Excuse me?
My life is an office.
Oh, your life.
Yes, my life.
All right, I said your wife, too. I was like,
she's not an office.
Sound number one. Can you name this sound? I'm going to play it for you again, and then we'll play the hold music, we call it. All right, here we go. Here's the sound one more time. There you
go. I got it.
There you go.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Everybody in?
How specific do you need?
I just need what's written down here.
Oh.
If it's ever close, I go to Mike D.
Okay.
Okay. Amy.
Tape.
Lunchbox.
Tape dispenser.
Eddie.
Tape.
Tape is the answer. Everybody's going through there. Nice work. All right, here we go. In the office, what is this sound? Sounds from the office. What is that sound? Amy looks puzzled right now.
Because it could be a couple of things.
Sounds from the office. Hit it again.
I got it.
I'm in.
Hundo P.
I'm in for the win.
Okay. Let's get a little hold music going here. Amy, what is that?
It's a vacuum.
Lunchbox.
Oh, that's a shredder.
Oh, and Amy goes a ha ha in your face laugh.
Because Eddie, I think, gonna do.
That is a paper shredder.
Yeah.
It is a vacuum cleaner. That's a vacuum. Play it again, Raymundo. Doesn't even sound like a shredder.
Yeah,
you don't hear
it's
the paper
vacuum.
Crinkling?
I hear things getting sucked up into the bottom of it.
Paper?
Yeah. Sorry, you two. By the way, here's Amy. Here you go.
Oh.
That was terrible.
You want to do one more run?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is the next game even. We'll do another quick round. And action.
This is still at work?
Office sounds.
Is that one sound?
It's one. Sure, it's one thing. Okay. Go ahead. Let's play it again. Everybody's trying to act it out what they think it is.
What? At work?
At work.
I'm in.
All right, Lunchbox is in. Amy, are you in?
Yeah.
Okay. Lunchbox, you ready?
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
A phone ringing on silent.
Lunchbox?
Phone vibrate.
Eddie?
Cell phone vibrating.
There we go. Everybody gets that one. Good. Oh, they're getting a little harder now. Here we go. Sounds from the office. Can you name this sound?
I'm in.
Huh?
One more time for those listening in the back.
I think I got it. Okay. I'm in for the win.
All right. Amy.
The hand dryer in the bathroom. Oh, no.
Lunchbox.
I put copy machine.
Yes. What? Guys, it's easy. Copy machine.
Oh, I did not hear
Amy,
that.
Amy, you've been eliminated.
Oh.
Next one up, Survivor style. Second round. Hit it.
I'm in.
Hit it again. There it is. All right.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox.
Stapler.
Eddie?
That's my stapler.
Have you seen my stapler? Amy, have you seen my stapler?
My stapler is a red.
Have you seen my stapler? The red stapler.
Swing line stapler.
Stapler. All right, here we go. Next one. Sound from the office. Go ahead.
What?
All right, play it again.
Oh!
I hear a button.
What? I'm in for the win, I guess.
Lunchbox?
I'm in.
Hand dryer.
Eddie, do you have hand dryer?
I do not.
Okay, so you can still win if you get this right.
I don't know.
What do you have, Eddie?
Heater.
Amy?
Microwave.
Oh, right. Of course, in the break room.
We're now at a sudden death, so.
Man, that was a tough one.
First one, you play it again, remember the microwave?
No, it's easy.
I know, it's easier when you hear what it is. Okay, so first one to get this right wins. Sudden death.
Yell
your name. Yeah, here we go. This is, let's do, in order, number 7, right? Here we go.
Eddie. Vending machine.
Yeah!
Lunch, where were you?
I don't use the vending machine.
Nice. That was quick, man.
Thank you, dude.
Hey, Raymundo, play the vending machine one final time.
Here's that coin. Chips come down. Or maybe a Coke. That's a Coke.
Amy won. Eddie won. Both of you guys. Nice job. Big winners there. There we go. Game. science has spoken as to why we love McDonald's French fries. I think McDonald's has the best French fries.
Do tell us. What are they doing? What are they putting in there?
Beef flavoring.
Mm.
They're coated in beef flavoring. That makes them activate your umami taste buds.
Mm. Those umami
taste buds.
Those and your salt taste buds working together are what hooks you. By the way, that means the fries aren't vegan friendly.
I was just about to say, are vegans thinking they're just like eating some potatoes and salt and they're not?
And beef flavor comes from milk. Did you know that? Not from beef?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know for sure if it came from beef, but yeah, milk would make it not vegan.
So there's a science as to why those are so good. Okay, you don't have to pick them. I pick McDonald's fries and have for years. It's my favorite French fries. Best French fry that exists, Amy.
Well, I think your answer is solid. I'm going to go with a Chick-fil-A waffle fry.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I do enjoy a good waffle fry. I can't do it. I'm stumbling because I just can't see how anyone would not pick McDonald's.
Well, hey, you do you.
I know. Lunchbox?
I'm going to have to say Bobby's the smartest man in the room on this one. It's McDonald's fries.
Could you imagine if McDonald's took their formula and made it into a waffle?
I would never want them to do that. Why mess with greatness? Here's the thing, too. I like Whataburger's fries. They're good, but the fact that Whataburger, if it depends on where you are regionally, like in Texas and some of the Southwest, you have Whataburgers. They have the ketchups that are in the hard packs.
The fancy. Mm-hmm.
The ketchup makes that fry
totally
amazing. Best hamburger, period. Who is it? Amy.
You're asking the wrong person.
Okay, come on, you're eating meat again. I was talking to a friend the other day, and she was like, I was with Amy, and Amy was ordering meat, and it was so weird.
Yeah. Best hamburger. I will go with McDonald's.
So you really haven't had many hamburgers, huh?
I really have. From chains, honestly, I really haven't.
Lunchbox?
I would say Whataburger, but they're not national.
Yeah, it's a chain, though.
It's a chain.
I'd chain it up.
Okay.
Man, I used to get, when I was a kid, Quarter Pounder with cheese. Especially when it come with a free VHS tape if you got the meal pack.
A VHS?
Yeah, I got Dirty Rotten Scoundrels on VHS. I don't know what. My mom and I would go there all the time. We'd order whatever combo you had to order to get the VHS tape.
Wow,
for free.
They would give you like VCR tapes?
I'm telling you. And I remember the day we got Dirty Rotten Scoundrels on VHS and we were like, this is amazing.
I'm going to say this one, and I still think it's overrated, but it's still the best,
what?
If that's possible. I think the best hamburger is In-N-Out.
I don't know. I think the
whole In-N-Out experience is a bit overrated because everybody just talks that it's the greatest thing ever. And I don't think it's the greatest thing ever, but I think it's the best hamburger.
Okay. The only thing I've had from there was when I went with y'all and I got the veggie burger, which doesn't exist. They basically gave me buns with a piece of cheese and some lettuce.
Yeah, they're being funny.
And they're like, here you go.
Here's your veggie burger. Yeah. Get your Bobby Bones on.
Woo. The Bobby Bones Show.
So what happened with your kids?
Well, they just both made me cringe recently, and I realized how blunt they are, and I'm like, oh, we just have got to work on that.
Is it because they're kids?
I think just because they're kids, yeah. And not, I don't know if there's confusion. I mean, with Stevenson, for sure, one involved the death in someone's life, like someone lost someone, and I had a long conversation with him about how to handle it and how he should be sweet and like...
Wait, so what happened?
Okay, so Kara, who helps us with our kids, her grandfather died. And he was like a dad to her, so she was devastated. I mean, it was really, really, really hard. So after Stevenson didn't see her for like a week, I was setting him up for like, hey, when she gets back, it's going to be hard. So I need you to be awesome. Like, you need to give her a hug. Obviously, we want to acknowledge what happened and just say, I'm sorry. Like, when someone loses somebody, that's hard. And he's like, but he doesn't, the whole death thing, like, doesn't, he's like, so she can't text him anymore? Like, can we call him? Like, it's all kind of, like, he doesn't understand. No, he's dead. He's not here anymore. So after all this rehearsal where I think he finally gets it, she sends me a text after she sees him for the first time. She's like, oh, Stevenson. She's like, he ran downstairs and said, hi, Miss Kara, your grandpa's dead. Like, telling her, like, in a real, like, just matter of fact.
In case you didn't know.
In case you didn't know, your grandpa died. And she was just like, huh. Well, and she didn't know that, like, for a whole week before I'd been prepping him for how to talk to somebody about this. So I was like, okay. Clearly doesn't get it there. Then Stashira, we're out and in public, this woman at Target walks by and they're out. She has really big boobs. They were big and they were very much out. And it was like obvious. And so Stashira just straight up looked at her and she was like, I mean, enamored and was just like, you have really big boobs.
She said that.
With her like, strong voice. Like, so Shira's voice can be really strong when she wants it to be. And I was like, awesome. Great.
So what did you say?
I was just like,
So she wrote, let's go. Like, I was like, no. I corrected her, but I just smiled at the woman, and I was like, sorry. But and I was just like, you can't say that to people.
But she's 12.
Do you think she's like, she does. What? I'm like, oh, gosh.
Do you think that some of that, though, is the learning English and not really knowing how to say it?
Yeah, and in Haiti, I will say, like, a lot of women are fuller chested there. And, like, she's, like, used to that. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes she does talk about boobs because of the boobs in Haiti and the boobs here. Like, it's a thing. But, like, we don't talk about them all the time to where she would feel comfortable to just tell a stranger that her boobs are big.
So the next bit is we'll send Lunchbox out to tell women they have big boobs.
Oh, see how that
see how they react.
We'll
see how they react.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, no.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Munhall, Pennsylvania. 19-year-old Ryan's a real go-getter. He's a volunteer firefighter with the fire department, always out there, you know, trying to do good. Well, there's not been much action lately, so he went out and set up a couple fires on purpose.
Oh, I saw this in the news. Yeah, arson.
Arson. He was lighting people's front porch on fire so they would get called and he could go and put it out.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
And security cameras show him starting the fires.
Yeah, everybody has those doorbell cameras now?
Yeah.
Or some sort of camera?
Yeah.
Like, at least go to the back porch. Or a garage. Yeah, but he's a firefighter that was burning people's houses down.
Did it ever get out?
No, they never got out of control. But he called.
Because he's a good firefighter.
He was there.
And he was
on
tipped
time.
Off by himself.
He was there before the call even came in.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones is on.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So I want to shout out to this dad, Greg, in Cincinnati, who's making sure that his kids don't miss out on any winter fun just because they're in a wheelchair. What he did was built a wheelchair-accessible igloo for all 9 of his kids. Yeah, him and his wife adopted 9 kids that all have wheelchair or special needs. So that in itself, to me, is like a shout out, tell me something good, that this awesome couple has adopted 9 kids.
Yep.
Wow.
And not just that, they've adopted 9 kids with special needs.
Yes, which is definitely on a whole nother level, and that they go above and beyond and try to do cool things for their kids.
I love that story. That's a good one. And that is what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
All right, another round. I've named that slogan. Over to my left, my co-host Amy, everybody. There she is.
Really good at this game.
The only one on the show that wears earbuds, by the way.
Yes.
All of us have headphones. She wears earbuds. Over to my right, speaking of wearing things, the same hoodie almost every single day. Lunchbox.
Yeah, 7 days strong.
There he is. And to my far, far right, it's producer Eddie, who's always got something on his head.
Yeah. Why is that?
What does that mean? Oh, well, like a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, you've committed to, like, covering up.
I like hats.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready, folks?
Yes.
Ready.
I'll give you the slogan. You tell me what the company is. Write your answer down. Once you pop, you just can't stop.
Oh, that's the slogan.
Once you pop, you just can't stop.
I'm in.
What product is that?
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Let's go to Amy. Amy.
Pringles.
Lunchbox?
Pringles.
Eddie?
Pringles.
There we go. Whose slogan is, let's build something together? Oh, Eddie went quick to the paper.
I'm in.
Amy and Lunchbox are looking at the ceiling.
Let's build. No, you can't change. No,
I'm adding a letter.
Oh, let's build something together.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy.
Legos.
Legos.
Ooh.
Lunchbox.
Home Depot.
Ooh.
Oh, good one.
Eddie.
I said Legos.
Oh, you said Legos?
Yeah.
Too?
That's not it?
No, it's Lowe's.
Oh!
Wow. Yeah.
Dang.
All right, no points there. How about he likes it? Hey, Mikey.
Oh, gosh, you guys have said this before.
I am in for the win. Don't worry about me.
I'm in.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Name that product, eh?
Okay.
What do you have?
Nestle Quick.
No, not Nestle Quick. That's your go-to, huh? For everything you don't know. It's always back to Nestle Quick. No. Lunchbox.
Life cereal.
Oh, duh.
Ding.
You got it.
Oh,
Eddie?
So I wrote O's.
Lunchbox takes the lead. How about expect more, pay less?
Ooh, expect more, pay less.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy.
Walmart.
What?
Lunchbox.
Walmart.
Oh, no. Eddie, you can pull back as a tie. Here we go.
I mean, I think you said it in. It's pay less shoes.
No.
What?
It's Target.
What?
Oh. Of course it is.
Yeah.
Wait, expect more. I thought it was written in the blue, like on Walmart.
Yeah, nope. I thought it was yellow lettering.
It's in red in Target.
Okay, here we go.
Right. So dumb.
When you're here, you're family.
Oh, hold on.
If you two can get this, you'll pull back in.
When you're here,
you're family.
You're family.
Okay. No. Hear your family.
I'm in.
Waiting for Lunchbox?
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Let's go to Amy first. Amy.
Golden Corral.
Ooh. No. Lunchbox.
Denny's.
No. Eddie, if you get it, you've tied Lunchbox. Go ahead.
Walmart.
No.
What is it?
It's Olive Garden.
Oh.
Of course, because the big family table.
Yeah.
One more.
Okay.
Lunchbox, if you nail it, you are the winner, okay?
I'm going to try to do that.
Bet you can't eat just one.
Bet you can't just eat.
Bet you can't eat just one.
I'm in. Confidence level high.
Man.
Okay, I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Doritos?
No, sorry.
Oh, now I know what it is. I'm so dumb.
Lunchbox.
Skittles.
No. Oh, no. Eddie, if you win, you tie. If you don't, Lunchbox is the winner.
Oh, gosh. Eddie. Here we go. Lace.
Yes.
Potato chips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in, baby.
Okay. Why does it come to your brain the minute after you
heard that one.
Speed round. Here
come
we
on,
go.
Come on.
Buzz in with your name if you know it.
Just them?
Yeah, Amy, you've been eliminated. I'm sorry.
Typical.
Freaky fast, freaky good.
Eddie. Jimmy John's.
Correct winner.
Come on!
There he is.
How freaky fast
there
was that?
Clap your hands, everybody. Come on, thank you.
Wow.
I was done with clapping for you, dude.
It happens all the time.
Why are they being such
haters?
Our big winner today, Eddie.
Come on!
There he is. All right, nice work, buddy. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's roll. It's the Bobby Bones Show. So this picture of this guy, his dip can, and he put his engagement ring to his girl in the dip can.
Hell.
And he was like, hey, open my dip can. And she does, and the ring's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he proposed. What do you think about that?
I mean, at least it was fresh dip and not, like, used, but still, it's so stinky and gross. Like, I'm not into it.
Emma in Kansas, give me your bad proposal story.
He proposed to me while I was in the shower.
What do you mean?
I was washing my hair. He walks into the bathroom, sticks the ring in the through the shower curtain, and says, "Will you marry me?"
Oh,
it's kind of cute.
No, it's not.
Why?
Because you wait for that moment to be proposed to, and then you're just taking a shower.
Oh,
an everyday activity.
Okay, you're right. And there's a curtain. He's not even looking at you.
I said no. I thought he was joking.
Yeah, I would have thought he was joking too. Because again, that's like you're. You know, putting gas in the car. Everyday activity, and he proposes.
Okay, you're right.
Because it's supposed to be a special moment. That's all right. You're not romantic at all.
You're right.
And I don't say that as a slap to Amy, but Amy's not romantic at all.
I know. Case in point.
Yeah. She's like, I would cry. She's like, I could clean myself and also get proposed to. Wow, what a day.
It's beautiful.
Emma, thank you. Did you say yes ever?
Yeah.
Emma. Oh.
Shoot, I need to know.
I know. Michelle in New York, you're on.
Hi. My story is that my boyfriend and I went to purchase a new car. Well, I was purchasing the new car, and as we were driving it home, he turned to me and said, do you know that your car insurance would be cheaper if we were married? And it kind of went from there. No ring or anything.
Wait, so...
Wait, huh?
He was being totally practical, and he said, do you know, because you have this new car... that insurance would be cheaper if we got married. Let's get married. And he did that with no ring.
Yes.
And what did you say?
I said, let's do it.
And then?
We've been married almost 12 years.
Do you hold that against him, that he didn't put anything behind it?
A little bit. I kind of like playing around. I'll joke with him and be like, well, I didn't even get a good proposal.
He did kind of rob you of a moment.
Okay, but hold on. I have a question. Was he just in the moment and he kind of thought of that and went with it? Or that was his plan?
That's a good question.
He may have been planning to ask me. And I think he just kind of got caught up in the moment and went with it.
So no, he never, when did he finally present you with a ring, ever?
On my birthday.
Well, I feel like he should have still come through with the proposal. You could have said yes, but I want you to propose to me. Like, for real. Yeah, I'm holding out to be proposed to, guys.
Oh.
Whenever it happens, I'm going to say no. I want the proposal to me to be awesome.
Not in the shower.
Yeah, to me. Not me and her.
Yeah.
Chelsea in North Carolina. Hi, go ahead.
Hi. So it wasn't me, but it was my cousin. She was at a country music festival with her boyfriend, and they were getting food, and he handed her a hot dog, and it had the ring on the hot dog.
How big are her fingers?
She was surprised. Yes, I don't think that was what she had in mind.
Was it a really skinny hot dog?
I don't know.
That's really funny.
Unless
maybe
you took the ring and you like,
I don't think
crushed
it was like
the hot dog inside of it.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks for
creative,
the call.
Though. It's creative.
It's like he's looking for something round.
Yeah, I've never seen a wedding ring on a hot dog before.
What about a wedding and a skull can, though?
Never seen that either.
Or Copenhagen, you know?
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Your son still wants to be a cop?
Yeah, he's all about it. And police stations or police units or whatever have started mailing him things to the station. So he gets boxes from various police departments across the country, and they have fun little things inside, like stickers, like sticker badges and whistles and hats. And he loves it. So he's this one whistle that some departments send him, and it has a little band that goes around his wrist or his wrist, and he gets to whistle it. And so he's now decided he wants to sit on our front porch and whistle at cars that are driving too fast. So he'll sit out there. I mean, it's not like we have a really busy street. But he'll sit out there till cars drive by, and he'll evaluate if he thinks they're going the speed limit.
Does he not whistle if they're doing all right?
Yeah, if they're doing all right, just waves. If he thinks they're going too fast, there's hand motions and waving and whistling. And
do you sit out there with him?
No. I open the door and check on him, like, how you doing, buddy? But no, it's his post, his job, not mine.
I guess he is 9.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like his thing.
They ever look at him? They ever look at him like, why are you whistling at me, kid?
No, I mean, I told him, I was like, you want to make sure you're not distracting drivers because you don't want them to take their eye off the road because they're trying to figure out, like, this little boy on this porch is in distress. Because it doesn't look like it looks like maybe you're trying to get their attention because you need help. But honestly, there's not that many cars, so it's fine.
So he wants to be a police officer. What does your daughter want to be?
Oh, she wants to be, and in no particular order, an actress, a singer, or doctor. And actually, she says all three. But she's going to make sure that she's got the education to be a doctor, but definitely going to be an actress or a singer.
Do they think what you do is cool?
I don't know. They don't know. I don't think they have a reference for it, I guess. They always wonder why we have people that like say hi or want to take pictures, or if they're wearing Pimp and Joy shirts. Like, she was at camp, and she was wearing a Pimp and Joy shirt, and I guess one of the teachers at camp or counselors or something was like, or the leaders there said something like, oh my gosh, like, oh, Pimp and Joy, like, are you, put two and two together, Amy's daughter? So she'll come home and she'll be like, I met some fans today. Like, she and I was like, what? Well, what gave it away? He was like, she goes, my shirt. She was a fan. And like, that's all. So now she's learned what the word fan means.
That's funny.
But no, I don't know that they really get it.
Eddie, like, do your kids care?
They're clueless.
Yeah.
They think every dad's on the radio. It's really weird. Like, they hear, I guess when they go to school, they listen to the show on the radio and they're just like, yeah, it's my dad. What's the big deal? Like,
your oldest son is how old?
He's 11.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like Amy's daughter. He gets weirded out by people that come up to him and say, like, oh gosh, hi, nice to meet you. You must be Junior.
And then they say your name. Yeah.
And he's just, and he's always just like, who is she? How does she know me?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and I guess your youngest son knows nothing but you being on the radio.
Yep. He's clueless.
Let's watch it. Does your baby care?
No, he doesn't care. He doesn't really know yet. Yeah. Like, I mean,
yeah, he will.
He listens. I know he listens, and I mean, but he doesn't use his fame to get anything extra at preschool. I don't care, whatever it's called.
My dog loves it. He's, yeah, he's totally fascinated with fame. He loves it completely.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
These are all kids' riddles in a game that we call
Riddle Me This.
Write your answers down, folks. Have three riddles.
Yes.
Let's see how many you can get.
Okay.
Play along in your car, and the winner gets to go Riddle Me This.
Such a great prize.
Otherwise, you don't get to say it. Only I do.
Correct.
Riddle number one. What runs around a house but doesn't move? What runs around a house but doesn't move? Riddle me this.
I'm in.
It runs around it?
Oh, boy.
But doesn't move.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy.
Trim.
Excuse me?
Trim.
I said that.
Hey, Craig.
What do you think I said?
No, that's it. Lunchbox?
I put a fence.
A fence.
Oh, Eddie? That's it.
I did dishwasher.
Well, one of you are right.
That's me.
It's a fence.
Oh, yeah! Woo!
Hey, guys, what'd y'all think I said?
I don't know what you thought you said. I don't know. I don't get it.
All right. Next up. In the podcast. You know,
maybe I'm missing something.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. All right. Next up. What is put on a table and is cut, but is never eaten? What is put on a table and is cut, but is never eaten?
What is put
on a table and is cut?
What is put on a table and is cut, but is never eaten?
I'm in.
What in the...
What?
It's
put on the table and it's cut, but it's never eaten.
Riddle me this.
It's put on a table and it's cut. Okay.
Ready, good?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go over to Amy. Amy?
A knife.
A knife. Oh. Lunchbox.
Tablecloth.
Eddie.
The wood.
No, cards. Cut the cards.
Cut the cards on the table.
Any cards.
Plain cards. Cut the deck.
Oh.
That's right. All right.
These are hard.
These are kids' riddles.
That was a tough one.
Ready. You are my brother, but I'm not your brother. Who am I?
Huh?
You are my brother, but I'm not your brother. Who am I? You are my brother, but I am not your brother. Who am I? Riddle me this.
You're my brother, but I'm not.
I'm writing it out.
I'm in.
Your brother.
I'm in.
Your brother. I'm not your brother. Hold on. I have it written down here.
What is it?
Not your brother. No, I'm your brother, but not.
5 seconds.
You're not my brother.
All right, time.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
Oh, that's my sister.
Amy?
Sister.
So stupid.
What'd you put?
I said a priest.
Man. First thing that came to my mind was Jesus, don't worry.
Okay.
He wins again. The guy
I was like, father, son.
This is this guy's game. This is the one game that you just bet on him every time because he's going to do it. Our winner of Riddle Me This. Give it up for Lunchbox, everybody. All right.
Man, that feels good.
Have at it, my friend.
Oh, guys, that's a game we call Riddle Me This.
Yeah.
That's gross.
What'd you say, Eddie?
He spit everywhere.
That's okay. He won. He won. He can spit everywhere at once.
That's right.
That's what it's all about right there.
Spit it out.
Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox. Tell me something good.
My man Clarence is 95 years old, a World War II vet, has a book coming out, and they wanted to surprise him, do something special for the release of the book. So they brought in a tank he used to ride in World War II, they let him get back inside the tank and rumble down the street.
Love
that's
it.
Cool.
That's
holy crap. That's crazy. Like, that's awesome if that's what he wanted to do. But imagine if you letting a 90-year-old get into a tank and rumble down the street. You're going, oh, boy.
Clear the street.
Yeah, yeah. Heads up, everybody.
No, no, they had people out there cheering for him while he was rumbling down the street.
I think it's awesome if that's what he wanted to do. Wow, that's it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
All right, over to Amy for the morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
So what's a cow that doesn't produce milk?
What's a cow that doesn't produce milk?
I mean, is it a milk dud or an utter failure?
How do we feel about that one?
I mean, it's okay. She could have condensed it into one.
There's two zingers in there. No, it's like you get two for.
Double the zinger?
Two for one.
All right. We'll give you that.
Yeah, thing. Amy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, this game will be called Weird or Nah. And presenting the game today will be Amy. Amy?
Yes, so I'm in the bathroom and I'm in a stall. And, you know, you can see people's feet sometimes. And the girl in the stall next to me, she had the cutest shoes on. And so, anyway, we're both in the stall peeing or whatever. And I just was like, oh my gosh, I love your shoes. They're so cute. And she was really hesitant to respond
back. Maybe she didn't know
you
were talking to her.
We were the only two in there. But maybe she didn't know how many other stalls were taken. Because, yeah, there was probably, like, maybe five available. We were taking up two of them. And they were super cute. But she, normally, we would have carried on the conversation. I'd be like, where'd you get them? Let's talk about these. But she definitely acted like I was a weirdo for talking to her through the stall, complimenting her shoes.
A girl you didn't know.
Didn't know her.
Through the stall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cute shoes.
Weirder? Nah. Lunchbox.
Not weird. I mean, you're sitting there, you might as well talk. It's quiet. You see something you like, you just say, hey, I like your shoes. Where'd you get them? It kills time. I don't have a problem with it.
It's quick. We were there for a long time. But no, it just was.
If you're hitting the number two, it's okay. It's natural.
No,
We all do it.
It's not. Yes.
I'm going to say a little weird. I think you could have got out at the sink and been like, oh, I love your shoes. I know if I'm having to sit on a public toilet and somebody's trying to talk to me through a wall.
Oh, I don't sit. I squat.
Okay, still. I'm just like, huh? Are you talking to me right now?
Yeah. Then I started to think, oh, no. Is this code for something?
Oh, my goodness. Amy now thinks she's hitting on the girl accidentally in a bathroom stall.
Amy. Well, there was
What kind of bathroom were you in?
Target. You know.
About a rest area?
The old Target bathroom shoe compliment.
There was that toilet paper thing, you know, for a while. I don't know if it's still a thing, but I just thought, oh no, did I do something where it's like if you compliment shoes under a stall, it means something.
Eddie, weird or nah?
People get weird when they don't want to talk when you're peeing next to each other. Yeah. I don't have a problem with that
Sitting
at all.
Sitting on a toilet.
You can have a whole, like lunch
with
said.
Somebody you don't know.
Sure.
If it were me and you, different.
Yeah, even you don't like to talk to
I
me.
So if someone complimented your shoes in the stall, you'd be like, thanks,
Thank you, man. I'll tell you where I got them. Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I was
Not
expecting.
Not a problem.
Here, check it out.
Yeah, you want to try it on.
Most girls, that's what they do. Cute shoes. Oh, thanks. I got them here. Da-da-da-da-da. I got nothing.
Morgan, number two, you're sitting in a bathroom stall. You're on the toilet. You have cute shoes, and someone's like, hey, what up with those shoes? Is that weird or no?
No, it's fine. Girls communicate a lot in the bathrooms.
Okay. Well, three votes for nah, one vote for weird. Amy, you did good.
So I can continue.
But she
to do
thought
that.
It was weird, right?
She definitely did.
Did you see make eye contact with her afterward?
No, I was like, I gotta get out of here. I don't need. I didn't.
Oh, you didn't wait for her.
Oh, you beat her out.
I beat her out and left. I'm like, well, at least she'll never know it was me.
All right. Well, that's another episode of Weird or Nah.
Woo! The Bobby Bones Show.
So we have even split guys and girls on the show. And I brought in Morgan number two and Utility Hillary. Now, Morgan number two does digital on our show, so all of our social and all of our website. And Hillary does a little bit of everything from editing to commercials. Like, she sits in the glass room and does a lot of the stuff that you don't actually know is happening, like behind-the-scenes stuff. But they're both single, right, girls?
Yep.
And both dating a bit or trying to date. But what I've heard is that there's an issue with being on this show and dating for them. Morgan number two, tell Amy about this.
Yeah, so I will go on a date and people will ask me all about Bobby and they'll be like, what's he like? Who's he dating? Can you tell me some secrets about Bobby? And I'm like, no, I can't. I don't want to talk about that right now.
Mm, yeah, that could be hard.
Do you feel like people are going out with you just to find out? Could they be spies?
Yeah, like I feel like they're coming to date out with me to hang out with you. Like I'm like the way to you.
Are you putting that in your dating profile, though, that you work for me?
No, I actually like put like our actual company name instead of like who. I mean, but if they're a fan of the show, they kind of figure it out.
What do you think about that?
Instagram.
I mean, I get it. I felt that way with some nanny interviews.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Except for it wasn't like guys trying to just ask about you. It was like girls that I thought might try to date you. Oh. And I was like, I don't know.
Maybe these guys want to date me.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I'm very single.
Maybe, but yeah, I mean, that's a bummer. That's a bummer to be dating and not know. I mean, Bobby, you have to deal with that, not knowing like if someone's dating you for you or what they want. And now, yeah, it's affecting girls on the show. Do they want to date them for who they are or if they can get close to you?
Listen, I'm going to say this about the girls on our show. If you get one of them to go out with you, you better treasure that because we got some good girls on this show.
That's right.
You don't even need to ask about me. You need to get off that train. Bobby Bone, come
on. We're going to play Know Your Disney Movie. Listeners like when we do Disney stuff. I'll play you a song from a Disney movie. Just name the movie. You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Ready. Right.
For example, if I were to play this, though. Let it go, let it go. Amy, what's that from?
Frozen.
Yeah. Good. Would you know that Lunchbox Frozen?
Yep.
Have you seen Frozen Lunchbox?
Yes, I have.
Do you like it?
I like the snowman, Olaf or whatever. He is funny.
Olaf. Here I am. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
Oh, that's not the one.
You're not going to really love it.
All right, write your answer down. Here we go. Name the Disney movie. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. What? Excuse me?
I mean, stay on now and forever. I'm in.
You'll be in my heart. You'll be in my heart.
You know this song?
Yeah. Of course.
I'm in for the win.
All right. Lunchbox?
Never heard it. Up.
Up. Oh, up.
Oh, is that not it?
Eddie.
Finding Neverland.
That's a documentary about Michael Jackson and those
dang
kids.
Dang it. I was thinking, that's not
that's
Disney.
That's the HBO documentary.
That's the opposite of Disney. My bad.
Not Disney. Not
my bad.
Finding Neverland.
That was a Peter Pan movie.
Nope.
Next. Amy, what do you got?
Amy, what do you have?
Shrek?
No.
Oh.
Tarzan.
Really? Okay.
That's Phil Collins.
Okay. I never saw Tarzan.
You'll be in my heart.
Like, you really know it.
Yeah. I never seen Tarzan.
In your heart.
Yeah. Okay. These are a little tougher. Name this. See the line with the sky to see. It calls me. And no one knows how far it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind. No telling how Amy? Far I'll go. Are you in?
I know. I mean, yeah, I'm in.
Are you not sure?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not sure.
Lunchbox. I'm in for the win.
All right, Lunchbox.
Frozen.
No.
just did that one.
Well, I thought it was a trick.
Tarzan.
Sound like the same chick.
Eddie.
Moana.
Yeah. Amy.
Oh, same. I went with Frozen.
Thank you. That was a trick.
I also thought it was a trick. And same person?
It does sound like
it
her.
It sounds exactly like her.
I don't know. Did Idina Menzel sing that Moana song? No.
You might want to check that.
Lunchbox wants us to fact check that. Yep. Let us know who sings that song. Okay, here's this one. Name the Disney movie.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities.
Possibly the best Disney song of all time.
Yeah. I agree.
Or a prickly.
Okay. I'm in.
Lunchbox.
Secret Life of Pets.
That's a movie. Good job.
Sorry. Eddie.
Jungle Book.
Yes.
Never seen it.
Amy.
The Jungle Book.
Yes. That one and You Got a Friend in Me. Those are my favorite
Toy
songs.
Story.
You got a friend.
You're not going to use that one, right? We might have ruined that one.
No, it's not okay, up. Good. Mike, who sings that Moana song? Her name is Ali Kravalaho.
Okay. Mm.
So not Adina.
Adina.
Right. Okay, let's do one more. Okay, here you go. Name the Disney movie this is from. What's the score, Mike D? We pretty solid here? All right, here we go. Name this.
Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or
do you know what Disney movie that is?
Yes.
Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
Feel good about that one?
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy, if you say Frozen. Lunchbox?
The Ice Age.
Ice Age. No.
Another movie.
So I guess your baby is not watching Disney movies yet?
No, I have never heard any of these songs in my life.
In your life? See, I've heard them all. I've never seen
never.
Them. Eddie.
You're going to kick yourself on this one, Lunch. Go Pocahontas. Ahead.
Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Why would I kick myself? I've never seen that.
Amy.
That's it. Pocahontas.
We have a winner here. Eddie, you're the winner.
Boom. Right. Well, I do have a bunch of kids, so.
That's true.
That does help.
I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yeah. You know that one?
Oh, that's easy.
You know it, Lunch?
Sing.
No.
Can your friends do this?
Is this All Dogs Go to Heaven?
It's Aladdin.
Oh.
Can your friends pull this?
Isn't that Robin Williams singing that song?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let's see. Eddie, you know this one? You're the winner here.
Who is that girl I see staring straight back at me?
It's got to be Beauty and the Beast.
No, Mulan. That's Christina Aguilera, right? Dang. Singing that song, Mike D? It's not? Oh.
Good thing these weren't part of the game.
Does Christina Aguilera sing Reflection from Mulan? I think maybe she does. We'll get an answer here.
Who is that?
Maybe not. What do we know? I haven't seen any of them. You guys, it is her?
Well, she definitely sings it. I don't know if that's her in it, but she sings it.
Oh, okay, so she sings it outside of the
movie.
She
covers it.
In her sets.
Cool.
Here's a song I'm going to cover tonight. Eddie, congratulations.
Thanks, Bo.
All you do is win.
Man. Yeah, baby.
What's up, Bobby?
They have a comforter that you can heat to different levels on each side.
Oh, yeah.
When people fight over the covers, you stick your leg out. But it basically has two, like a car, which is always crazy to me. They can have two temperatures in a car. Like, my mind's always blown. When it's like you put one at 70 and one at 74 in a car.
Yeah.
You can reach over and touch that person. How do you, is it really the same?
Amazing.
I think they're just tricking us and putting numbers up there. But that's okay. This comforter does, you can heat it different on both sides. Because people fight about what to have. Now, do you fight over the covers with your husband?
No, I just get them.
Oh, you just win the covers?
Yeah, he doesn't really always want them and I always do. So I just end up with all of them most of the time. Hanging off my side. Because he gets hot and I get cold. So it works out.
So he has no sheet, no cover, no anything.
He'll keep the sheet, but the comforter definitely always slides my way.
You seem like a pretty wild sleeper, like all over the place.
Yeah, I'm trying to get better.
But I don't think it's something you can fix.
Yeah, I try to calm my mind before I go to sleep. And I go to sleep like a burrito.
Tight. You tighten
your
breath.
Yeah, tight. And then I wake up not like...
He tapes her down before
yeah.
he goes to sleep.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, what's the situation with you and your wife?
We sleep under separate covers. So I have
totally
a blanket.
Separate.
That's so weird. I love it, but it's so weird.
I have just like a real thin blanket. Like a, what do you call those things you put on the couch? A toss blanket, whatever. Those
like a sheet?
Yeah. And then she has a comforter because I sweat. And so if I'm under the comforter, so I just have a little blanket and I sleep under it and I don't move. And I go to sleep and I wake up in the exact same spot.
Sweaty.
No. I don't sweat under this blanket. Like when I was under the comforter.
Special blanket, Bobby. It's a throw.
It's a lot thinner.
So the blanket's what makes you sweat.
Well, it used to be the tuberculosis, but I just,
oh my goodness.
I don't like, yeah, so we sleep under separate blankets. It's
it
weird, we're married, but uh-huh. Separate blankets.
Do you think separate rooms is next? Would you guys consider that?
No, not right now. We're not to that point yet. You know, probably in a few years, you'll get sick of each other. Separate rooms, separate beds, separate houses. You never know.
Come on! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This is a good one. 17-year-old Tanvi spends most of her free time throwing birthday parties for homeless children who otherwise couldn't afford a party. Isn't that pretty cool?
Love that.
created a charity group called No Birthday Left Behind when she was in eighth grade. Mm. And since then, the effort has grown. And she now travels to different homeless shelters around the San Francisco area in California and throws special parties for the kids there. That's really cool. Thanks to her parents and the generosity of those in the community, a lot of kids get to enjoy their birthdays, which would have otherwise been overlooked.
Yep.
Thought that was special. She started in eighth grade. That's so cool. And that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This girl named Amanda is in love, and she wants the whole world to know it. She's in love with a chandelier.
Hmm. Interesting.
She identifies as objectum sexual. She's attracted to objects.
Mm-hmm.
She found the chandelier on eBay. The chandelier's name is Lumineer. And she said it's true love. She's going to have a commitment ceremony since, you know, you can't legally marry a chandelier.
Object.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And her closest friends will be there. What are they? Like the toaster?
Right. Like, okay.
What if you're close to her and she's like, hey, don't you come to the wedding?
No, I'm.
Would you go? You're her friend.
Yes, I'll go support her, but I think that maybe she needs help. Is that wrong?
What if it makes her totally happy? She's totally normal in every other way.
There's no way. It's impossible.
Oh, you're saying she can't be totally normal every other way if she's...
I've never had experience with somebody falling in love with an object, so I don't know. Mm. But I would think that there's something off. And not that that's bad. We all have things that are off about
this
us.
This is way off, though. I know you're saying that, but this is way off.
I know, because I'm tiptoeing around it because I want to be sensitive to anybody listening that might be in love with
objectum
an object.
Objectum sexual?
But it's like, okay, something is a little off. And sometimes when things are off, we get help.
Usually I just need more carbs in my diet.
Right. It could be that.
Yeah, if I'm attracted to things.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Jason Aldean's new house has a concrete safe room.
Oh, nice. That's legit.
I'm jealous.
Oh, yeah. If I could get one of those, I would.
The new house that Jason and Brittany Aldean are building has a concrete safe room. She posted photos of the house, which is still under construction. The safe room is still bare bones, they say, but it's totally impenetrable. Kind of like my heart.
Yeah.
I have my own safe room.
Like concrete safe
room. It's right in your chest.
In my chest. Oh, that's sad.
That's sad.
But... funny.
I don't think if I had a safe room, I would share that I had a safe room.
Mm.
I think the point of the safe room is to be as safe as possible all the time so you don't even let people know.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to be showing up at Jason and Aldean's house and we need a safe place to go.
Or if I'm going to rob it, I get tools that can penetrate a safe room.
Nah, it's all unpenetrable.
Right. Well, they say that about bulletproof vests, too, and then they come up with a bullet, then get through a bulletproof vest.
Somebody dies with a bulletproof vest.
So I think it's amazing if you can get one of these. I have something... I don't want to spoil it because I don't want to get robbed and people know, but I have something in my house that's similar.
Hmm.
Have you seen it?
When
I gave you the tour, did I show it to you?
Do you access it through a special room?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so, yeah.
You're talking about the dungeon?
Possibly.
Oh, no, not that.
Possibly.
What do you keep in there?
Yeah, nothing.
Mm. Okay.
It's actually a tornado room.
Right.
But it's been kind of reinforced with stuff just in case. Like machine guns.
Oh.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Over to Delaney in Colorado. Delaney, welcome to the Bobby Bones Show. What's happening?
Hey, I had a question for Amy. And I was curious if you could Netflix cheat on your husband while football season is on.
Okay, so your husband... loves to watch football. You do not.
Correct.
You often complain about it for, I don't know, 10, 11 weeks before the season starts.
Mm-hmm.
Can you watch shows on Netflix while he's watching football?
Yes. Yeah. I feel like if there's a time, like if he's going to be dedicated to football, like I look at this as something maybe we're watching together and you're not supposed to watch it apart, then football season's definitely a time where you can just say, hey, I know you don't have time for this, and I don't want to wait, so I'm going to go ahead and finish Yellowstone without you.
Ooh.
I probably am going to.
Ooh. I did see on your Instagram that people are starting to watch Yellowstone because of you.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't. It's tough for me.
Take the first step. Just take the first step. Dip your toe in. See what you think.
And again, how do I get it? Because I don't have that channel.
You have Amazon Prime. I mean, listen, I know, well, or you could check. I know sometimes you like to download things on iTunes just so you can have it downloaded on your computer because you travel so much.
Yeah.
So maybe try that. I don't know.
I have a whole season of Friday Night Lights that I still haven't watched. Oh. I was like, I'm going to get ahead of it. And I'll get up one day and I'll just be bored. But then I have books.
Yeah, I mean, and you are trying to make reading more of a priority. I mean, you've always read, but you're doing that thing where you're setting a timer. Set a timer for Yellowstone.
Okay. I will eventually. Okay, if I have to pick one.
Between what?
Yellowstone or Friday
Night
Lights.
Friday Night Lights. Stop with that. Friday Night Lights.
Even though it's old?
It stands up.
It's timeless.
It's timeless. 100% timeless.
Delaney, you ever watch Friday Night Lights?
Well, that's what we're watching right now, and we're on season, almost finished season two, but then Monday night we have football, Sunday all day we have football, Thursday night we have football, and I'm like, when are we going to finish Friday Night Lights?
Oh, yeah, well, then you need to tell him, like, you watch your football, I'm going to watch mine.
Well, Delaney, do you think I should watch Friday Night Lights or watch, like, one of the new shows that's out that I'm trying to catch up with?
Friday Night Lights is so good.
Yeah. I mean, we all just told you Friday Night Lights, like all of us. Mm. And then I guess when you finish that, you can start Yellowstone. I was late to the Yellowstone party anyway. It's fine.
Delaney, thank you for calling. Where do you live in Colorado?
Greeley.
I love it there. We love it there. Get your bones
on Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, we are going home, but thank you for listening. You can catch up on everything. Just search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Search Bobby Bones Show on iTunes. You can listen to the whole thing. Listen to the Bobbycast, a show I do from my house. Just search that too. All that. Thanks for being here. We would not be able to pay our mortgages or eat our meals without you listening. Right, Amy?
That's right.
We appreciate you. Thank you. We'll see you soon. Bobby Bones.